A new report shows the state of Utah's overall tax and property tax burden hit record lows over the last 5 years, while the state's income tax reached an all-time high. The report by the Utah Foundation examines changes in Utahns' tax and fee trends for nearly the last century. Utah Foundation senior analyst and report author Christopher Collard says the state's overall tax burden should be calculated by dividing by all residents' personal income by the amount of tax collected.
So when we say Utah has a tax burden of $109.92 per $1,000 of personal income, that means for every $1,000 that you or I earn, an average of just under $110 go to the state, either the state or local governments for taxes.
Collard explains that Utah's overall tax burden is up from 2016, when it sat at $104.50 per $1,000 of personal income, the lowest tax burden in at least 60 years, according to the Utah Foundation. The report considers the tax burden to be a constant balancing act between ensuring the government can pay for the services required by residents and how much the government takes away from people's paychecks. The report breaks down state and local taxes and mandatory fees Utah residents pay. Researchers found Utah has the 19th highest tax burden in the country, coming in just above the national average of $108.55 per $1,000 of personal income. Holland and Hart government affairs specialist Bill Hesterman says the report helps show taxpayers where their money is going.
$110 out of every $1,000 I earn is paying for government services. And am I happy with how my parks and how my streets and how my schools are working, or do I think that needs to be more, or do I think that's too much?
Hesterman says the report can arm Utahns with valuable information and knowledge when they go into city hall or school board meetings advocating for change. For Public News Service, I'm Alex Gonzalez. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.